Hey, for our Commissioners Court, we're going to start out if we would all stand. Is there someone who would offer up an invocation for us today, please? Larry? Thank you. Then would you lead us in the pledges? Proceed.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you today humbly. During these troubling times, Father, we just thank you for your provision for this community, for this nation. We thank you for the men and women in uniform that serve, whether they've served as in the Sheriff's Department or any of the police departments or first responders throughout this county. We thank you for the men and women who have previously served, many of whom are in this room today. We just lift them up to you and ask that you protect and guide them. Father, we pray for our nation, Father, and for all the men and women who are serving in one capacity or another in government right now. We ask that you guide and give them wisdom and that your Holy Spirit move and direct them to do the things that would be good for this country and that would glorify you. And Father, in all things, we give you the glory during these times. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Pledges?
Say our pledges together.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you all. You may be seated. All right, as we move forward, let the record reflect that there are four of us who are present. We do have a quorum. Commissioner Nowak is not yet here, but he is coming. All right, do we have a motion this morning, gentlemen, to approve the court agenda?
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, citizens, do you have there citizens who care to make a comment on either the consent agenda or on the regular open agenda? We have one, John Harris. Are you here, John? Yes, if you would come. This is your opportunity right now, if you would please. Come to the mic. Again, we have 3 minutes, and if you would present it to us. We appreciate it so much, and thank you for being here.
Good morning. Good morning, y'all. Commissioner and judges. My purpose today is to vent my frustrations at having our businesses and three others in our EMCID flooded and unnecessarily. This is the first time I flooded during the Imelda, and my neighbors have flooded 3 times. It shuts our businesses down, and it's driving me on out. I'm an oil field manufacturer, and we're done. All these flooding incidents could have been avoided had the 30-inch. I have some pictures here for you. Can I pass them out real quick?
Sure.
Okay.
Where's the feedback coming from, Jason? Do we know?
Thanks.
Bobby? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Well, I've had to spend a little more of my time there, so I'm going to get right down to it. The picture's number one. It shows that the water crossing over Gene Campbell Boulevard. Gene Campbell is built up. It's like a dam. Holds the water on our side. And number two shows 4 30-inch culverts on the south side of the road, where the water would go. We're on the north side. The number three shows on the opposite side where the culverts don't come out over there, so the water cannot get in to exit. And number four is a map, and I have an arrow showing the drainage ditch. It's about 100 foot wide that would haul the water. Now, if you'll notice in that number one, the water up over the road coming into that dry ditch. It cannot exit our businesses, and that's why we flooded. Now, I've made 3-4 calls over to my commissioners and I never got any answers. I went there three times, and he's too busy to come out and shake my hand to at least hear this short presentation. And so we're frustrated. And it's cost me, the last flood cost me $100,000. We're not in a floodplain. We should not flood, but the water is contained there. Gene Campbell creates a lake. And those four culverts that you see, dig them out. You can see the plastic on the other side where they're there. Dig them out. You have the resources. You have men, experienced men and equipment. How much does it cost to go over there and just open it up? Yeah, and there's four businesses there that employ over 500 employees. And for periods of time, we're out of work, and so are they. The mission of DMCID, if you all understand it or know it, we moved there. Our mission is to employ local employees, and EMCID builds the revenue and tax revenue for this county. And all these companies that I'm talking about have stepped up and done what we've agreed to do. And how hard can it be? And how can it be for you to spend a minute? You're at the office. I'm at your front desk. Hey, get past the lady. And if you don't consider this a legitimate issue, for if a business owner, a substantial business owner, and a homeowner in your district can't get your attention, who can? I have one other picture. This is on a person.
John, we have just a few more seconds. Go ahead and finish your thoughts, if you would, please.
I believe I made my point. And yep. All I'm going to ask is, if I don't think you guys caused this problem, but you can put some pressure on somebody that can fix it, please do. Because
thank you for coming in. We appreciate your comments so much.
Thank you.
Commissioner, did you want to say something? No?
I don't think now's the time to comment.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. All right. Good.
Probably now not the time to address it because of
you. Yeah. Yeah, I got you. All right. Very good. All right. As we move forward, proclamations, are there any other citizens that we have missed? Yes. Is it in relationship to something that is on the agenda? Okay, then if you would, at the end of the session, we will have a section for comments for you as we move forward. All right? Thank you. Appreciate you being here. All right. Presentation and proclamations and resolutions. Presentation of Employee of the Month. Good morning.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Today, the Montgomery County Employees Committee would like to recognize July's Employee of the Month. So if I could have Kristen Wiesner-Miles. Hi, Commissioners.
How are you?
Very good. How are y'all?
Speak into the mic, if you would, please.
Okay. My name is Kristen Wiesner-Miles. I work with the Child Support Section of the District Clerk's Office, and I nominated my supervisor, Carrie Sodalek, for the July Employee of the Month that she won for the entirety of Montgomery County. She has 18 years of experience county, and she's a fantastic supervisor to work with, and that goes above and beyond the call. So it's my honor to present Carrie Sodalek.
Is she here?
Yes.
Okay. Carrie? Carrie, yeah. Congratulations. I'm just going to take a picture of you. Right behind you. All right. Thank you all very much. Congratulations. Wonderful. Next is a presentation that I'm going to just take a couple moments here to give to our friend Larry Forrester. We have here from the Texas Historical Commission the presentation for you today concerning the Distinguished Service Award to Montgomery County Historical Commission. Larry has kept us aware that if we don't remember our history, we will repeat our history. And the opportunity to make sure that we move forward in the right direction so many times is based upon the good things of the past, but also on the things where we as a society or a culture have failed as well, and we don't want to repeat that. So Larry, I'm going to come down there to you, and I'm going to present this to you on behalf of all of us here at Montgomery County, and we thank you for all the great work that you do. And all you have to do is get on Larry's email list, and he will send you stuff almost on a daily basis about various aspects of Montgomery County. And it's pretty awesome, really, as I look at all these things that you send to us as we learn more and more about what is our history. So, Larry, I'm going to come right down there. If you'd meet me there, I'm going to present this to you.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. I do want to recognize a couple of individuals. I think we have at least two individuals related to this here. Robin Barthelet. Robin, if you would stand. And then we also have a youth advisory board that has had some, during these troubling times, it's hard for us to get together with these high school students. But Jesslyn Knight from Lake Creek High School near Montgomery is here.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if we have anybody else. Perhaps there's some that are watching online, but very dedicated individuals that meet frequently to preserve the history of Montgomery County. Thank you for this recognition.
Well, Larry, here it is. I'd like to do two pictures if I can, one with Larry and I, and then you guys come on up here and we'll get all of us together. Is that all right?
That would be great.
Can we do that? Yeah. And here's the award, Larry. You can just hold that right there. Distinguished Service Award.
Our eighth one in a row, so we're proud of that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Come on up here, everybody. There you go. Yeah.
Thank you, Judge, so much.
Congratulations. Always,
thank you for
always,
your support.
Always a pleasure.
And Commissioners, thank you for your support.
Larry, I know you couldn't do it without these people
absolutely
having your back. And I
we've
know
got
how
a
many
great
of,
team.
There's a lot of them, and they do wonderful work.
Right, thank from you. All over the county.
Thanks for what y'all do.
Including Celeste Graves is still active.
She's still
going on 101 next
yes.
month.
Wow.
So if Celeste is watching right now, God bless her. She is still very engaged in the Historical Commission.
Thank you, Celeste, as you're watching. That's awesome. All right. Judge Jimmy Edwards. Update from Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Commission on the park and the relocation, the future of the park, and the community's involvement. And also Janine is with you today.
Morning, good. Morning.
Morning, how are y'all?
Good morning.
Good to be back before y'all. For the record, my name is Jimmy Edwards. I'm chairman of the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Commission. I appreciate the opportunity to give you a quick update. We got a few slides. We'll be moving through it as quickly. I understand you have a busy agenda. We have several members here of the commission. I'd like to introduce them. I'd like to and have them stand. Director of Security at the new Veterans Park, Henry Kalin. Gary Lynn Azong, Director of Communications. Captain Jim Fell, Director of Commissions Affairs. Mayor Pro Tem Duke Kuhn, Director of Community Development. George Zamora, Director of Construction and Facilities Management. Commander Floyd Wayne Stewart, Director of Procurement. Sylvia Olsay, Promotional Director. Jennifer Allen, Director of Public Relations. Janine McSween, standing to my right, Chief of Operations. Also, Lynn Forrester is here. He is president of LDF Construction Company. He will be managing the construction of the new Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park. With him also is Jeremiah Baker. He is the co-owner of Baker Signs, located in Commissioner Metz Precinct, along with Thomas Turner. They will be doing most of the construction with the supervision of LDF Construction Company. Welcome these members, all members of the commission. Thank y'all.
Thank you all for being here.
All volunteers. Ready? The Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park is dedicated to the 172 men and also all veterans and first responders that gave their lives on the altar of freedom. And that is what we are about. The board members are from across the county. Cut and Shoot, Magnolia, Splendora, New Caney. You'll recognize some of their names on the list here. They all serve. We have 16 members, one staff member. Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park is a gift from Montgomery County, Texas to the people of the nation. This sign sits there. The Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park is composed of 4.637 acres and which belongs to TxDOT, and 3.542 acres to the City of Conroe. Never in the history of this state has this type of park been analyzed. It is called the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park, but you don't own one inch of it. It is composed of the state of Texas and the City of Conroe, but it is the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park, and that is what we put together because of the location. We have one of the highest visible parks in the state of Texas. These are the agencies that we have to deal with. Layman, City of Conroe, Montgomery County, TxDOT District, TxDOT Regional, TxDOT State, FEMA, Army Corps of Engineers, the United States Federal Highway Department. All have jurisdiction here.
Wow. All I can say is bless your heart.
And I want to say, Commissioner Metter plowed the ground with TxDOT for us. And TxDOT, I mean, it's tough to deal with them because you got every kind of department you got to deal with. But he plowed the ground, and they have worked their best because we gave them something they'd never seen before. Awesome. If you don't have the right box and the right check, you're lost. And they came through for us. We've had different community organizations like the Conroe New Lions Club put in the sign. Behind that now is the relocation of the park. It has begun. You'll see the relocation sign, the construction cranes. We respectfully, I repeat, respectfully move those 172 names to the Montgomery County Heritage Park. The cranes, we did it respectfully. We moved all of the memorials. We moved everything there. There's a group now, I think Lynn, working there right now, cleaning it all up. Next is the South Bridge. This is some of the work that we're doing. The South Bridge is a $600,000 operation. Moving from the county ground at the parking lot over to into the park, paid for by the City of Conroe. $600,000 worth. Mayor Pro Tem Duke Kuhn is here. Mayor, he helped along with Kobe Powell, the mayor of Conroe, to spearhead this effort. And we had to have access across Alligator Creek. And the city picked up the entire ticket. Next, Victory Row is flying. You go by there every day, you see the flags. Next will be in our construction. We have just recently received news from TxDOT that they have agreed to all of our improvements. A MUA, a mutual use agreement, will be signed, put together, and by the City of Conroe, so we can begin the following. The line, with all names, back it up. Here's the line. That's all names of all veterans that ever served in the United States forces, ever, from the time of the United States Constitutional signing and the American Revolution War forward. You don't have to be from Montgomery County or Texas, just have served. Also, we have sponsors for the benches and our bollards. They will have their names of those underwriters. The park will have it family-friendly. Also, there will be underwriters for each flag. Each one of them will have a plaque. Each one of them will be recognized. The line will have names of veterans. Every fourth panel will have motivational words. Then we go to we are going to reduplicate the old memorial monument. There's 50 years of history here. A lot of citizens put it together. It will be called the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Monument. The old obelisk with President Gerald Ford's dedication will be here. We're going to save all that. We're saving history. Next will be the new names. That will be the Montgomery County, but beside the obelisk, that will be the memorial of the names. She will have the following. World War I, 20. World War II, 98. Korea, 9. Vietnam, 23. Beirut bombing, David Brown. I have bearing. 1. Desert Storm, 1. Iraqi freedom, we've lost 11 people from Montgomery County. Enduring freedom, 4. We've also do more than just building a memorial. We're not just scratching names on the granite wall. We have messages, and many of you have already gone by and seen them. Hope is not canceled. God bless Montgomery County. Not for self, but for country. Now, that's Duke Coons. He's in the Navy, and that's the motto of the United States Navy. I wanted to do it in Latin, said nobody in Conroe know what Latin was. So they made me do it in English. We also put up messages right for our veterans and for our first responders. We also now do outreach with youth outreach. We have Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and youth coming in to learn more and more about it, about this park and our heritage and our history. Next is something very important. This is new to you. We are creating the Southeast Texas Circle of Honor. It will be a tour from each memorial park across this county and other cities and other counties. This is the brainstorm of myself and Mayor Pro Tem Dukem. It would begin in the Woodlands at the Fallen Warriors, in Harris County at the Fallen Warriors Memorial. Then the way home in the Woodlands, the Unity Park in Magnolia, then to Montgomery, then to the Veterans Memorial Park in Bryan College Station, Hearts Museum in Huntsville, then down to the park in New Caney at the industrial at your East Montgomery County Chamber and East Montgomery County Development. That is a memorial there. And when the kids are all tired of looking at memorials, they're going to go to Commissioner Metz Water Park, and that's going to be on the tour. And so that will also be part of it. We are being joined by chambers of commerce across these counties and county governments to spearhead a tour of honor honoring all of these parks. There will be half-day tours, double-day tours, overnight tours, bringing people in, and they end up at the Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Park. This is an estimate of potential visitors of 38,000 people a year to our park. We're already getting calls about reunions, military reunions, and what we're doing. Our memorials right now, gentlemen, members of the audience, many of them are being dishonored. But in Montgomery County, we're building memorials that honor our U.S. veterans and responders. We're building new ones. Yeah. You see some of the destruction that's going across this country. We're not allowed. I want to introduce 4 people to you. Henry, stand up. Henry Kalin, Airborne Special Forces. Captain Jim, stand up, please. Airborne, Vietnam. Henry, Vietnam. George, stand up. George Zamora. Aircraft, 22 air medals. Lloyd Wayne Stewart, Purple Heart recipient, first calf. These 4 men are in charge of this park and maintaining order, that nothing happens in it. They have units of men and women behind them, and there is nothing going to happen in our park. If you enter our park to hurt us, to do anything wrong, if you come to urinate, defecate, or fornicate, if you walk into our park without respect, we're going to skin you.
Look like a good group right there,
Judge. Those 4 men are in Georgia. Yeah. Don't doubt their ability.
Figuratively speaking, isn't that right, Judge?
Yes. Yeah, that's, yes, Judge, whatever you say.
You know, for all that is going on in the culture across the United States, for us to be able to have this and to honor our vets and for your hard work, I know I speak on behalf of all of us here, it's awesome what you guys have done. And it's very exciting, and we stand with you.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate it so much. Thank you. All right. Thank y'all for what y'all are doing. Thank you. Yes, thank you all. We're with you. All right.
As we move forward, item number 9 on our agenda, consider and approve the Commissioner's Court minutes from the regular session, dated July 14th. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Again, thank you all for being here. We'll take a moment as they're departing. As we lose 3/4 of the participants in the court. All right. So we move forward as we move to our consent agenda. Is there anyone, gentlemen, is there anyone here? As we, let the record reflect that Commissioner Nowak is with us. Commissioner Nowak?
How are you?
But also, as we move forward on our consent agenda, are there any changes that need to be made to it, modifications?
I just wanted to pass along a thank you, if I may, Judge, in regards to that. If it's not the appropriate time, I can do that in a minute.
Proceed.
All right. It's 10D, item 4.
Mm-hmm.
Approve advertising Gene Campbell Boulevard for our precinct. Just want to thank all the court for supporting that. This is part of a road bond road that we have a number of those coming online soon with our bids, and appreciate the support and the patience of the court and working with us over there today. So this has been a long time coming, and it will work in the industrial area, as the gentleman was stating earlier, as well as widen the road down past the new Caney school. So thank you again, gentlemen, for your support and your help.
You betcha.
In regards to this,
you're welcome. All right, as we move, I'd like to move, there's a couple items here. One, item 10C2 on page 3, I'd like to move that to open. That is concerning knowledge of the surety bond for Northside Lexus. And then we would, I've been asked to defer by our auditor 10A3 and 10A4 on page 2.
And Judge, also, can you hear me? Judge, also on 10D3 on page 4.
Your page numbers must be different than mine.
Yeah, it's on page 4. I mean, page 3.
All right, can you repeat those?
A, 3 and 4. It's on page
3. To the top under the auditor. Yeah.
Okay.
I have 10A, 3 and 4, 10C2, and 10D3.
So 10D3 would be on page 4.
Yes.
And we want to defer 3, or we want to move it to open?
We want to move that to open.
Okay.
10D3?
To open.
No, we're going to defer that one. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we're going to defer that. Yes. Okay, so the only thing that we're moving to open is
yours,
is that's right, is the 10C2. All right, are there any other changes? All right, do we have a motion to accept the consent agenda with modifications?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, thank you. When I deferred this particular item, let me move to our open agenda here. Consider and acknowledge acceptance of surety bond for Northside Lexus in the amount of $200,000. Montgomery County is no responsibility for payment of this bond. This is a relationship between Northside Lexus and Montgomery County. Because I worked there for 14 years, I thought I'd bring this to the open, and I would recuse myself from the vote.
Move.
So, all in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. All right. And the court will consider and discuss its discretion to take the following items. County clerk. And I'm going to ask Darren, would you help me with this? You're going to pull the names, correct?
You're going to
okay.
And I'm going to put them in the envelope.
take the envelope.
Okay.
This is for the citizen members of the Salary Grievance Committee. We're going to choose 3 members and 3 alternates.
All right, I'm going to hold that up.
So hold that up there. Go ahead.
So we're
going
to choose member number 1.
Okay. Everybody's watching close. It's all watching my hands in there. There you go.
The first member is Jacob Malone. Second member, Mark Wallace. Third member, Terry
Paycheck. All
right, now we're going to alternates. Okay. I got you a lot in there this year.
Yeah, I know.
Kaylee Bowden, second alternate. Glenn Bohanny. What about you? And our final alternate is James Calvert. Thank you, Judge.
All right. Thank you very much, Darren. We appreciate it. All right. So we move on to the section in the county judge on number 12. Can discuss and approve the Third Amendment to an interlocal corporation agreement between the Montgomery County and the Woodlands Township regarding law enforcement and transition services. Do we have someone here from the township? Yes. Chairman Bunch. You'd share with us what's going on and some conversations and whatnot that you've had.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. Here on behalf of the Woodlands Township, asking that we extend our interlocal transition agreement that was recently approved, I believe it was last year. We ask that the date, the expiration date be changed. With COVID-19 in March, we have tabled or deferred incorporation for this calendar year, and it would be irresponsible for me to allow the transition agreement to expire. It is set to expire at the end of the calendar year, and it's a huge part of our transition plan and our incorporation study. So given today's circumstances, I'm asking that the date be extended to as far out as the court sees fit to provide our community time to put it on a ballot when we're not in the middle of a pandemic.
Time, Chairman?
Well, we have previously communicated that we believe a decision like this should be made by as many residents as possible. So we would prefer a governor or a presidential election cycle. So the best case for us would be 4 years. Worst case, 2 years. That gives us an alternate ballot initiative date for a governor's race or a presidential race.
Okay.
We're not asking for any other changes, just the expiration date.
Okay. One of the questions that came up as we discussed this was you've had the chance to share this with the sheriff and
his
office.
Yes. So Sheriff Henderson was a big part of working with us through the incorporation study. Early on, when incorporation became a topic, we contract over 86 deputies with Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The concern for our deputies is certainty of employment. This transition agreement provides that. So the sheriff believes it's still in the best interest of his deputies to know that they're not at a near-term election cycle unemployed. And so the transition agreement provides stability to the sheriff's office and stability to our community for law enforcement.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that while it's notable that you believe it creates some sort of comfort, I think it also, you know, the men and women in law enforcement would like some finality, and I think they would like to know who their employer is going to be long term. And I'm a little unsure what the rush to do this today is. The contract expires, I think, at the end of December. Can you elaborate on the timing and why it's important that we do it right now?
Yeah, certainly. Our ability to put incorporation on a ballot expires August 17th. So if we do not have an extension, which we need, then we would be looking at a ballot initiative this year in less than ideal time, because we need that transition agreement to effectuate the transition of services.
So if you did not have a transition agreement that was executed today, does that mean that you would indeed move forward with putting this on the ballot in November?
I am one of seven directors. It would be a consideration that our board would have to take up.
Any other discussion on this? We've discussed this in the past. We've talked about the transition agreement, and we've agreed to go with the chairman. Do we have a motion here to accept this? And if you would include in your motion a time framework, we either got 2 or 4 years. Do we have a motion?
Judge, the resolution and order that we prepared for court today only extends it 2 years. If we need one for 4 years, we would need to modify that resolution and order.
Okay. Well, my suggestion would be to go with what we have. If that, as you mentioned, that's the best scenario is 4, least is 2, but it still is within your framework. Do we have a motion then to move forward on this request from the township? I'll make the motion to move forward on it. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed. Aye.
So we have 3 opposed or 3 in favor?
I voted in favor.
Same here. So it's 3-2. The motion passes. 2-year extension.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much, Chairman. All right. Next item. Item B, consider, discuss, and take appropriate action regarding the 2021 operating budget, Montgomery County Appraisal District. Tony.
Morning, Tony.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. Take it off where I can breathe. Thank you very much, Commissioners, Judge, for having me here today. I'm Tony Belanowski, the Chief Appraiser of the Montgomery Central Appraisal District. At the request of the Judge and the Commissioners, have requested to be here to discuss our budget today. Be happy to answer any questions, or if you just want me to go in and start talking about our budget and what I think has come up to be an issue. Originally, when our budget is set, we were required by the tax code to send out a preliminary budget by June 15th to all taxing units in order for them to budget necessary as they're setting their budgets. Our final budget will be set hopefully by the Board of Directors at our August public hearing on August 20th. With the cover letter that went out with the preliminary budget, historically we've always shown in that cover letter are the items that are really causing an increase in our budget. When the preliminary budget was set for this year in mid-May, we were hopefully at that time seeing to be coming out of the impact of COVID-19, things started looking to get better. One of our things that the appraisal district always wants to do is hopefully give the taxing units a worst case scenario on a budget. We'd rather give you a little bit higher budget preliminary, so you budget accordingly instead of coming back later with something that is higher and you've under budgeted all the taxing units across the Montgomery County. In our budget for 2021, originally with the preliminary budget, were salary increases for our staff. We were able to provide those with current salary monies that were unspent, well, not unspent, but gained by the loss of more experienced staff to several different reasons, some I won't go into. In that cover letter, that was not mentioned, and I apologize. I take full responsibility for that. I am the one that authors that cover letter, and in the future, it will be stated in there what we are doing with salaries, even if it doesn't change the overall line item for that agenda item. After a discussion with our budget committee, which is made up of a couple of our board of directors members that we work with on our budget, in the August meeting, due to this continued impact of COVID-19 and the impact it's had on our citizens of Montgomery County and taxpayers of Montgomery County. It is my understanding that the Budget Committee will be recommending the removal of those funds for salary increases for appraisal district staff.
Tony, concerning the last Commissioner's Court, when the budget issue came up, one of the things that was a general understanding is that we had no raises and that we had no additions. So as we discussed it, and the concern was for future litigation and also for forms and that sort of thing, but as we asked questions about it, there was nobody here from the appraisal district. So I made the recommendation that we move this to the next deal. In between that time, the issue of salaries come up that we were all under this understanding that that was not part of it, then to find out that it actually had been part. Difficulty being that if it is before, now as we go into a new budget year and in the future, now that has to be added to the budget, which is a future expense. So the question, I know it came up with a number of our commissioners as in that day, as we asked specifically about that, was are there any, to which we didn't know,
yes, sir.
And then come to find out that there was, but it wasn't delineated in the letter, which you just acknowledged.
Yes, sir. And it was acknowledged, and I will make a point from here going forward that even if there are no salary increases, to dictate that in the letter when we send it out with the cover letter so the entities are aware. Typically, historically, our letter just states what the major impact, what's really causing our budget to go increase. And our increase in budget this year was the total dollar amount that was attributable was to unfunded mandates due to Senate Bill 2 and appraisal review board operations.
Wait,
we added. Yes.
Tony, the way I understand talking with Barry, if y'all agree to drop the adjustments that you were going to make, even though they didn't affect this year's budget, you're down to 0.4%.
It's a 0.48%.
$60,000.
Yes, it'll be.
And that's for the unfunded mandates. And I'll clarify a little bit about ARB.
Mm-hmm.
I was still on the board when we decided to do this, and not necessarily COVID, but we were in a position where we could only run two groups of ARB members. We increased the number of ARB members to be able to run three or four.
Actually, we have enough members now. We increased for 2020, which the district, the appraisal district for 2020 by increasing, we did that after our 2020 budget was set, and the district was using the funds that we make off of bank account interest to cover that for 2020s.
The board did that.
Yes, and the board of directors did that. And we now have currently 27 appraisal review board members, which equates to nine panels of three to hear property owner value protests, exemption protests, and anything that they come and disagree
with. It allowed them to run another panel or two, I can't recall. But with the increase in protest, or whatever you call them, last year, and when we try to recruit ARB members, we tell them, you can't take a vacation, you can't keep your grandkids, you're going to be working all summer at this program. And last summer, didn't they go up into November, Tony?
Yes, we finally finished hearings in November.
First time ever.
First part of November.
This year's probably going to be worse, so the extra panels that we were able to create with the extra members, but that bring some expense to it because we pay them. So that's part of this little increase that you have, and we have to do that. There's no way around it. But you have agreed to delete your adjustments for salary from the budget.
My understanding is that the Budget Committee at the Board of Directors meeting at the public hearing coming up in August 20th will be recommending the removal of the funds from the existing salary line item. And if I can clarify real quickly on the increase, the salary line item did not increase from 2020 to 2021 on the proposed budget. It actually showed a small decrease on the preliminary budget. I think it was $24,000, if I remember the exact number. But the salary line item didn't increase. It actually went down a little bit. And that's what the line item were. The Budget Committee is going to be recommending removing line item salaries out of that line item, which also impacts the TCRS line item, which is the retirement system, Texas County District Retirement System, and Social Security, FICA, line item also. It'll ultimately end up at about $180,000 being removed out of the budget. The 2021 proposed budget, or hopefully the final budget when it's all said and done, will be a 0.48% increase, which is about $57,700 and some change. There still are some other items that the board of directors could make some changes to at that meeting, hopefully reduce it some more if we can. The unfunded mandates under Senate Bill 2 that the appraisal district had to account for this year.
Tony, most property owners, if I can, while I appreciate you updating this on SB 2, I believe the reason why this was deferred was, one, we got it really late, and when we did get it, I started looking at it, and I really couldn't make full sense out of it. I mean, when you give us such limited information, you know, the numbers can say anything. And as Mark and you have now stated, those numbers really were hiding something, and that was the fact that, did your board know that you had put a raise for employees in the budget?
Yes, they did.
They did. Mm-hmm. Judge Keogh, could you please explain?
That's not what I was told.
Okay. Well, we've had several meetings with the budget committee, and this budget was presented at the May board of directors meeting for approval as a proposed budget to be sent out. So yes, they did know that.
Did they get the same budget we did that didn't actually, so it didn't actually detail that raises were going to be made?
Sir, because it was the unchanged line item. It was.
So they didn't, they may not have known fully. So you not only misled us, you misled the board and the public.
There was no intention to mislead, and we'll put more, I will work on making it more clear in the future as we go forward.
I think he addressed that earlier. We're not here to beat up on anybody today.
Yeah.
He addressed that he's going to do something differently in the future, and that's good enough for me.
Well, and I'm glad that it satisfies you, but my frustration is that we just didn't know. And if I wouldn't have pulled that, we would have voted for that, given your employees a raise, when we have really admonished our department heads and elected officials not to do that.
Well,
and
it's just in a bind. Commissioner, it's an issue that's still under discussion, and was still under discussion when we sent out the preliminary budget, if those raises were even going to be put in there when its final budget came out in August. There's other issues that we're talking about also that may end up coming out of the budget.
I will tell you, in my discussion with your chairman, he has assured me that they are now aware of it and that they are going to remove it. So, I mean, at this point.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carries.
Thank you for coming today.
Thank you, Commissioner Skanks.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Judge. I
appreciate it so much.
And if I can say, if you ever need anything else, feel free to give me a holler. I'm always there every day.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Appreciate it.
All right.
Emergency management, Jason Millsaps.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I'll be real brief. I have two items. The first one is a resolution to authorize IT to have up to another $1 million to continue purchasing equipment for work from home, remote telecommute items for across our county departments. The current authorization they've had to date is $3 million. This would give them an aggregate authorization of $4 million to continue to fulfill those requests across the departments.
Move.
Second.
Discussion?
Commissioners, I just want to let you know that department 650, that's an old department number. Within four, it is a new department number. So just want to keep that in mind if anybody's looking for that in the future. It will not be in that department number.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. What department number will it be in? Do you know?
It's actually in a project, so it's in our 20 CARES Act
department
project.
Right. Now, just real quick, it says Department 650 with the new number for a cumulative total. So what we're doing here is we're not saying $1 million up to $4 million. We've already got $3 million.
Yeah, $3 million's been authorized. This adds another additional $1 million, so it's a cumulative of four.
Okay. All right, motion and second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Proceed.
Actually, on item 13B, I, from the CARES Committee, don't have anything to present. I believe Commissioner Nowak had something he was going to use under this item.
Do we want to, I don't know.
I was going to defer it since he doesn't have anything.
We'll defer.
Okay, let's go ahead and defer that.
Perfect. Yep.
Thank you very much, Jason Millsaps. Appreciate it so much. Risk management. Good morning.
Good morning. Consider an approved payment of claims on claim W20-0006. This is the water damage from the court annex on June 25th. Hmm. Authorized third-party administrator issue checks.
Have a motion to approve.
Move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Judge, while we're on that topic, I just wanted to point out what a fantastic job building maintenance, custodial, everybody in pitching in and getting that cleaned up and put back together as quickly as possible. I mean,
valuable documents, they say.
They did a fantastic job.
It was awesome. Yeah, that was a mess. But thank you all very much. Thank you. All right, Tammy, tax assessor collector.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here for
Can you speak into the microphone?
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Item 15A, approved termination of tax abatement agreement by mutual consent between Montgomery County and Industrial Components of Texas, also known as ICOTEX. We received notification from ICOTEX that they would be closing their doors, and in doing so, we would recapture those abated taxes, and we've already received payment for that. For the abated taxes, and we'd just like for y'all to approve the mutual termination.
I move.
Second. Or is there a second?
Second.
On any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Tammy, thank you very much. All right, Gilbert. Purchasing.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We're asking to renew an option for our real property title services contract just with Chicago Title and First Priority, just for emergency management. This is the first renewal for this contract.
All right. We have a motion.
Move.
Second.
Oh, Commissioner Riley, second.
I'm sorry. Charlie, I apologize. All right, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Rebecca.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Rebecca.
Please consider, approve, and accept the HAVA election security grant as stated on the agenda.
Move. Second.
In discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Rebecca,
thank you very much. All right, County Attorney, BD.
Yes. Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
Item 18A, we put on upon the request of Conroe Symphony. We received a request from them to modify and lower their lease payments on the, I think it's 1509 North Fraser, where they have their offices and rehearse due to their inability to have their last two concerts of this year because of COVID-19. The current lease is for $1,200 a month. Their proposal is to reduce that from August of 2020 through August 2021, which would get them through their next season, to $400 a month. I thought someone was going to be here from the symphony to ask.
What is it now, BD? From what to what?
$1,200 right now. And the letter is asking to reduce it to $400.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Scott, the treasurer for the Conroe Symphony Orchestra.
Hello,
I'm also the principal clarinet player and charter member. So, yes, we are asking that our rent be reduced. We're not saying to totally forgive it, but obviously, because of COVID, we had to cancel our March concert, our 4th of July concert. We've also had to cancel. At the present time, we do not have a 2020-21 concert lineup due to the situation. We cannot perform. We cannot practice. The facility we have is great, but for us to be able to practice, there's not enough distancing between us all. Being a clarinet player, I have to breathe, so I can't wear a mask to practice, to be with everybody else. Same situation with facilities. Conroe High School is where we do our performances, and at the present time, we cannot use them. So we're just asking to have our rent reduced, because obviously we're bringing in no money, but yet we do have still ongoing operating expenses.
All right.
So this is $1,200 a month to?
To $400 a month.
Why don't we just forego the rent until things get back to a little bit of normality? I don't know when that'll be. I recommend that we do away with the rent for 6 months, see what happens.
I was going to say, let's do it 6 months at a time.
There has to be some consideration, BD? I think there has to be some consideration, I think, for...
Right.
I would recommend some consideration, even
about a dollar.
Like our...
A buck?
A dollar sounds
good. Safe Harbor has a dollar a year rent on, yeah, on there.
Since it's 6 months, we're going to go 50 cents? Come on, guys.
So in consideration, then...
If that's necessary, we can do that.
So we're going to go a dollar for 6 months.
Would you make that motion, Commissioner Metter?
I make that motion.
I second.
And that's for a consideration of a dollar, right?
Yes.
Oh, we apologize for being so nitpicky, but there are certain requirements we have to do. All right. Do we have any more discussion? All in favor? Opposed?
I abstain.
Motion carries. And you have your first donor right here for the dollar.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now the question is, did you bring your clarinet?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Maris, I got next month.
Thank you all. At this time, we're going to move to executive session. Court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, 551 Subchapter D, Articles 551.071. And we're going to adjourn to do that for a few moments, then we'll be back. Thank you all.
You will begin from...
Okay. Start over. All right, we have no action to take from our executive session. We have returned. At this point, are there any citizens who would like to share with us? We've got, if you would, this gentleman was here earlier and asked and has been waiting. If you'd like to come up, state your name and your purpose and what the discussion is about. And again, let me remind you, we have 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Proceed. Got it. Yes, sir. My name is Walter Castro. Basically, I've been the one going around town saying I'm God Almighty. The Holy Bible, it's a lottery, okay? No one in human history has ever explained the Holy Bible. It's too ancient. It's plagiarized. It's a lot. Since the Constitution was built under my comic book, I'm King of America. So I'm Christ, Jesus, reincarnated, blah, blah. So basically, I'm here to explain I need to own the Treasury Department. So since a lot of people aren't taking me serious, Constitution is really old. It can't be changed. It's law. So since it's the law of this country, I'm King of America. Hey, I'm back. Jesus reborn, blah, blah. I need to own the Treasury Department, and I was hoping y'all could speed that up a little bit.
All right. If I may say.
Yes, sir.
We'll do everything we can to help. Jason, we had discussed this previously. If you could help Mr. DeCastro here, and then we'll move forward with our next person. Can we do that? Would you help me with that, please? Mr. DeCastro, thank you for being here today.
Appreciate it.
All right. Do we have anybody else who is going to share with us today? Yes, ma'am. If you state your name and the purpose of your being here to share with us today.
Amy Hamrick-Lewis, Precinct 3.
Yes.
We have a wide, diverse citizenry here, and we're not all going to agree on everything all the time. We're not all going to agree on pretty much anything all the time. But this is appalling and disrespectful. Whatever this young man wanted to come up and say, he has his Texas constitutional right to say it. And this is disgusting. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else who is here to share anything with us today? Can you reach the mic there? Can you pull
it?
Yes. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
It's not, this bedroom is not wheelchair friendly. My name is John Nix. I'm in Precinct 1, Mike Metter's precinct. And one of the things I would really like to have when you're looking to doing all this budget stuff is to increase your donations from the county to try over from Tri-County Behavioral Health Care. Cut the Meals on Wheels. Mental health is a major problem within Montgomery County. And Tri-County does not have the resources that they need. For example, it's a long backlog to see a therapist. It's someone to give you such little time with medication management that it's only 15 to 20 minutes. When someone's in a mental crisis, that's not a lot of time. The PET-C for a county of over 570,000, almost 600,000, plus whatever the county size of Liberty and Walker, they only have 16 beds at the PET, ever at the PET-C crisis stabilization unit right there off 2854. It's so bad that I know one person that was in a mental crisis, that was also in Matters Precinct 1, that was in pain, couldn't feel like they were unstable to drive, asked Conroe PD to pick him up. They did an EDO on him, and that same person had to sleep on the floor in the lobby because there were no beds, nowhere to put them. So definitely, Tri-County needs to have more money to where they can hire more medication management, more therapists, and build a much better PET-C that's better than what they have. It's a real big mess out there. You know, it's sad enough that Texas is number 40th in spending of mental health with 1.2 of the budget, when other states are doing a lot better off than us. We're not even in the coast here. We have to go all the way to 40 out of 50. So I'd really like to see the county increase the budget, cut off the other Meals and Wheels and all that other junk, focus on the mental health crisis that we're experiencing. That's the one big thing I would really like to see is more change, more funding for Tri-County. Again, this is John Nix, and I'm from Precinct 1. And if you have any questions or anything, you can reach me at 936-264-6336 or on my other cell, 832-702-0912. And thanks so much for letting me speak, and God bless Texas. Yeah!
Evan, did you get his number?
John, thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it so much. All right, is there anybody else who would like to speak or any miscellaneous items that we need to cover? All right, if there are
I have a question. Is there a way that the court can update the policy on citizen comments to preclude just asinine things from happening in court?
You know, this has been a topic of discussion in the past, and it has been a topic of discussion across the state of Texas. And so we have complied and are complying with state statute. And there are requirements to listen to, in some form or fashion, even if you can believe it, to take some verbal abuse with the elected officials. They're allowed to say what they want in their First Amendment rights. Also, that we're there to be treated with respect and to allow them to do it. And sometimes it's just about toughing it out, and that's the law.
Godspeed to you, Judge. I have a new respect for you.
Well, the fact of the matter is, we're just doing everything we can to keep Montgomery County in the right and follow statute as we know it to be, especially based upon what was figured out in the last legislature. So I appreciate the question.
Some of us have been taking abuse for a long time. I'm with Commissioner Nowak. I don't believe we have to put up with near as much as we do.
We appreciate that.
Something needs to be changed.
That was out of bounds.
Yep.
Go ahead, BD.
First off, I'd caution the court for miscellaneous getting a little far outside the bounds, a little far close to being outside the bounds on that. If you want to discuss about public comment rules or procedures, you can discuss whether to put that on an additional, on a future session, and we can certainly do that. We have done a draft of updated public comment rules, which we have not brought forth for various reasons, but if you want to discuss about updating the current rules or
sure.
new rules.
We'll put that on the next agenda.
I think my mask was hiding the words. What I said was, under miscellaneous, I'd like for you to bring back some updated rules next court. That's all that was discussed.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner.
That's not what
and thank I said. You,
and thank I you, meant what I said.
Thank you, Commissioner, and one and all. At this point, we have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Is there a second? All in favor? Opposed? Thank you all. Now, before anybody leaves, I'm going to call to order our budget workshop. And let the record reflect that all are present, and we're also going to recess until 1 o'clock.
That's correct.
That's correct, Commissioner. So, we're going to pick it back up at 1 o'clock this afternoon with the capital improvement plan. So any departments that have a request, that make sure that you've gotten with me on your request, and then we'll present those to the court at 1 o'clock.
So we have called the shop workshop to order, and we shall return. Thank you all very much.
Good.
That was very exciting. Fantastic.